made it a model.
Who is this, Mr.
Harry Quilliam. It's supposed to be at the museum. That's Fox and Woodwork. He had a thing that was going down and coming up, and there was a wheel. Yeah. They called it like the Lady Isabella business.
Was there the Lady Elizabeth?
Yes, I think it was.
I think they have got that model.
Yes. It was really it, and he wasn't. He wasn't a craftsman, but he did it in his spare time while he was down there, because there was room. He lived just up above Ballachilly in the White House at the top of the road. He'd been in America too.
After the marriage, please.
Yes. It's when he came home and they went down there, they lived down there at White House, just up on the hillside above Ballachilly Farm.
But he's not there anymore.
No, he's dead. His son lives at the Hope. Edward, he's retired now. He worked for the forestry board.
Oh.
Edward Quilliam.
And he used to live up in the house of the plantation?
They did used to live up. No, that was Christian that was up in the plantation. Moore was the... You mean the forester? No, that was George Moore. He used to go around for the forestry board. He'd plant trees and prune trees and do all sorts for you. Yes, he's retired now.
He lives at the home?
Yes. then they had apprentices. They were all made nearly coats and all sorts.
What about hats? Would they buy hats?
No, well, there was a lady, a Mrs. Cubbin, she was. She lived out at Dolby latterly, and she was a dressmaker, good milliner. She came from Peel. She made hats. But mostly... Mostly we went down into town to get your new hat on.
You mean the doctor from Peel?
Peel, mostly. But Looney's had a nice bloodshed. She was a local lady, Annie Joffin. Her people came from Ramsey, Lexi Way, the Joffins. Yes. She was the saleswoman. You got your farm butter, all nearly farm butter you bought. Your farm butter and eggs or something. There'll be always extra eggs at Christmas for a Christmas box.
Would you go to a farm?
Sometimes they came down. They used to come to us from Glenneedle, the Kennicks. Came from Glenneedle. And they had lovely butter too, because man, you saw some butter was tainted. It wasn't nice. Oh yes, mostly from Kinsloe. Kermit had the run, pony and float. You could go and with your can and buy milk at the farms at Barool. Barool was Kelly, he's Kelly. Hasties were in there, but you know Donald Hasties, the schoolmaster. Well, his people lived up there. When Mr. Stephen Cubbin was appointed here, a headmaster, Donald was often popping round to see us because he'd be teaching for them in Castletown. because usually when they finished on the Saturday, we used to have to go to lectures in Douglas. They'd have a lecture, you see, and go over certain parts of the curriculum. And I didn't go. Mr. Stephen Coffin was there, and he said, "And do you know what she said to me, Miss Lou?" I said, "No." She said, "Didn't you notice?" She said, "When she passed, I mentioned your school." I said, "Oh, did she? What?" She said, "It must have been you." He said, "Weren't you telling on a Friday afternoon for story time?" And I know I always believed in reading the story to them, and just how you interpret yourself. Well, she was quite pleased with that. Suited her. Oh, yes, suited her. So I said, Leslie Lord was in after. How do we go on? He said, "Not to give you a hint. What's your private report business?" "Oh," he said, "you're all right," he said to Mr. Cotton. "You've got 99, he said. "Oh, well," I said, "that's good, because they never give you the 100. You've got 99.
How long
was
they stay at the school?
All day. Now that they have meals at school, sometimes they'd have them in, sometimes they wouldn't stay. They'd go out walking, take the sandwiches, whatever they had with them, and sit in the hedgerow or somewhere like that. I remember one little fellow's name was Kenning. They went to live at Ballinasloe. They were bakers. They took over Mr. Bob Kirkwood's business. And the father met me one day. They lived in the village at the time. And he said, "You've had, was it an inspector that was at your school, Miss Luna?" I said, "Yes." "And we've had the inspector. Why?" "Billy," he said, "he had his stitches." He said, he didn't stammer, but he did that sort of thing. He met him out as he was going to school, back to school after the dinner. He met the inspector. Mm-hmm. Billy said, him said, "Hello to me," or, and my said good evening to him. So he thought he was doing well, you know, the poor kid.
Well, terrifying.
He knew it was the inspector because he'd been in and gone. Well, they weren't too bad, some of them. Poor chap. But Mr. Hugh was there. they had the